Hi everybody, my name is Sergey Baydachnyk and I'm a Principal Technical Evangelist at Microsoft Canada. And today we are going to continue our training about Visual Studio Code, and in this session we are going to discuss how to integrate Visual Studio Code with GitHub. So we already discussed how to use a local Git repository, we already discussed how to use Visual Studio Team Services. In case of Visual Studio Team Services, we created a fully empty repository there and associated our local Git repository with that remote Git repository. In case of GitHub, I am going to create a new project in GitHub. I am going to publish at least one file inside, and after that I will try to clone this repository and try to open it in Visual Studio Code. And let's see what happens there. So you have to create an account in GitHub. In case of GitHub, you can create an account for free. And you will be able to create as many public repositories as you want for free. But if you want to create private repositories, you have to subscribe to paid service. I still don't remember if... So looks like it's my login and password. So it's great. And first of all, I am going to create a new Git repository. So let's try to do it. And let's try to provide a name. VS my VS code test. And pay attention that by default, public is selected. So in case of public, we are going to create open source project, so everybody will be able to download this code. And we are going to publish at least one file in our GitHub repository. So we are going to initialize our GitHub repository with a readme file. And that's all. Let's click. We can provide description as well. But in any case, let's click create repository. Looks like that our name is unique, and by default you can see that we have readme.md file and nothing inside, just name of our project. What next? On the next step, we have to copy our link in order to clone our repository to our local computer. So let's open terminal window. I open terminal window in context of documents folder. And I simply can type, because I've already installed Git, I simply can type git clone and provide my URI. Let's click enter. So something happened, and if we open Finder, you will be able to see that inside documents folder, we have my VS Code test folder that contains our readme.md file. So let's try to open this folder using Visual Studio Code. In Visual Studio Code, we already opened our old project. So I am going to use file open. And let's select my VS Code test folder. Click open. And you can see, frankly speaking, that you have do nothing after that, because Git tool already created a folder that already associated with our remote repository in GitHub. And all what we have to do is just we can continue work with our files. So we can edit readme file. In case of MD files, there a special preview mode, so you can click this button in order to open preview. We have nothing here, so nothing to preview, but at least you can see the name of our project. Or you can edit your project just in order to provide some information there. Hello from VS Code. We can use standard HTML elements, but I'm not going to do it right now. So let's click save. And on the next step, I can commit all changes to my local Git repository. So init commit. And because my local Git repository, my folder already associated with my repository on GitHub, I have access to all menu items related to my remote Git repository. So I can make push. And you can see that Visual Studio Code is trying to push my changes, but there is a problem. Visual Studio Code does not have information about my login and password, because I still did not provide this information in command line. And in previous version Visual Studio Code, and officially Visual Studio Code has to ask me about login and password, but in the latest version I can see a problem around it. So you can see that I don't have any login password window. So let's open command prompt. Let's open terminal window in context of my folder, and let's try to make git push from here. You even can have not to provide any parameters. We simply have to engage git tool to ask our login and password. So let's provide login and let's provide password for git. So something happened, and on this stage you can restart Visual Studio. Once again, and because we don't have any information, we don't have any changes to commit, let's add something there, let's save it, and let's make commit once again. And let's make push. Now it should work. Done. So the problem Visual Studio Code, and probably somebody at Microsoft will fix it soon, but Visual Studio Code have to ask your login and password. In some cases it will, but if you don't see any login and password, you can use command prompt in order to provide this information, but of course this information will not be cached full time. So I would recommend, if you discover the same problem, I would recommend to visit documentation page for Visual Studio Code. Let's open it. Visualstudio.com. I would recommend to open docs editor and page related to version control. On this page, Microsoft provide a link and instruction about how to install a special plugin like a credential helper. Thanks to this plugin, you will be able to cache credentials even if you use command line tool. So you can see that this page is not related to Visual Studio Code at all. So you simply have to follow these steps in order to install a plugin for Visual Studio Code. And after that, you can provide your credentials in command in terminal window, and it will be cached, and you have not to provide your credentials anymore. And after that, you will be able to use Visual Studio Code interface without any problems. I discovered the problem just in this version. In the previous version it worked fine, but I hoped it should be fixed very soon. So, and probably you will not see any problems at all. So let's open my repository. Let's refresh my window, and you can see my changes, including my changes that I sent directly from Visual Studio Code. So yeah, thanks to Git, you can integrate Visual Studio Code and GitHub. And now you can select between Visual Studio Team Service and between GitHub. Later we are going to discuss how to use Git in order to publish websites to Azure, because in case of Azure, you can deploy remote Git repository to your hosting environment directly as well. So thank you for your time, and let's start using Visual Studio and GitHub.